to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present here. Tomorrow is the last day of the observance of Purushottam Vrata. And within Purushottam Vrata, we shall not get any other Sunday. Tomorrow, observance of Vrata will be finished. But that will be convenient for us to attend video conference. Now you are engaged. In spite of that, without going in the ground floor in the Sankirtan Bhavan, I have to remain here to meet you, to get the blessings of the devotees of Great Britain, London, Holland, Slovenia, etc. Here is one devotee is here from Russia. And I have got some questions, several questions. I think it is for my own benefit. You have got sincere desire to get the answers of the questions, and you are reminding me. My position also is worse than you. You are reminding me. It is beneficial for me. I shall try to go through these questions and make me understand and rectify me. In that way, I shall give you the reply. Now, observance of Purushottam Vrata is here, something I must say. In Purushottam Vrata, now I think we will not be able to complete the prayers of Brahma. I shall have to speak on it another 3-4 days. Otherwise, it will not be able to finish the prayers. 40 verses are there. Up to 28 or 26 verses, I have come up to that. Tomorrow, I have to understand every verse. If I cannot understand, if I speak anything, the listeners will not be able to understand. First, I shall have to make me understand. It is for my own benefit. And your questions, it is beneficial to me. I am grateful for this. By the desire of Supreme Lord, you have sent me such questions, so that I may remove my doubts. I have got my doubts. You see, Purushottam, who is Purushottam? It is very difficult to understand. In the prayers, in the first shloka, in the first verse, Brahma has said, Nomridvabhravajitvaridhambaraya, Gunjapalipitchalasanmukhaya, Varnasadakabalavetravishanvenu, Lakshmavidupadipushupangajaya. Who is the object of worship? Brahma. At first he was infatuated, he could not understand. At least he played the pastimes of not understanding. And he saw Krishna as a cowherd boy. He did not give any value to this. Now, you have already heard, after being infatuated by Krishna, he took shelter to Krishna's lotus feet, and by the grace of Krishna, then he could understand, the person who is standing before me is not an ordinary person. He is the prime cause of all causes. He is supreme lord of all lords. He is the highest reality possessing infinite opulences and the sweetest of the sweetest. Avatari Krishna. But what we are hearing here? How can I understand? Even the description we cannot understand. I cannot understand. Nobody the Abhravushi. The ultimate reality has got form. Human form. As we have got human form. But not like this, all these limbs and flesh, etc. Transformation of five elements. Krishna's spiritual transcendental body is not like this. And Krishna's own personal associates are there also transcendental, spiritual. How can we understand? By going through this, he is explaining, you are the highest. He is saying, Krishna is standing, fluid inserted inside the waist, and cane and horn under the left hand and armpit, and in the left hand a mouthful of a morsel of yogurt and rice mixed. Standing, he is eating. By seeing this, Brahma thought he must not be a Bhagavan. Lord, he did not know the basic instructions. He is taking the morsel of food on the left hand. I do not know whether you take left hand. But it is in the bed, it is prohibited. You have to take by the right hand, not left hand. He does not know the instruction. How he can become Bhagavan? He has rejected. Now, after the grace of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, everything is changed. What is in your ultimate? What sort of word you are using? Yes, this coward boy is the ultimate. Yogurt and rice mixed and in the left hand palm, and also peacock's feather in the head, and also the ornaments in the ear, made of munja, a small black and white seed. Everything is of the forest. And the garland is also wild flowers, garland. It's decorated, endowed with all this. And there is also, his color is black color, like rainbow color, black color. And the, there is one loincloth. God, Supreme Lord, loincloth. What is this? We think this is absurd. Loincloth, dazzling. Because yellow loincloth, here is Vaidyut. Lightning, it is dazzling. And the whole face is adorned with all these things, as I have told you. And after that, you're seeing the lotus feet of Krishna, very tender and very sweet, very tender. By seeing that, the gopis come to confidantes, they become unconscious how Krishna can move in this forest with this tender and sweet. We cannot imagine. All these are, he is narrating, like human being we see, with cloth, with flute, bamboo flute. But how he can be the Lord of all Lords? Can we understand by our own wisdom? Any enslaved jiva or conscious souls of this world can understand it. How he can? You will find in Krishna worship, you have to meditate. This meditation is allowed. First you have to meditate the form of Krishna. After meditating, Sat Pundarika Nayanam Meghavam Madhyudambaram. Those who worship Krishna, how they worship, how they meditate? Something fictitious. This is verse from the scripture, narrating all the aspects of Krishna. That he has got Sat Pundarika Nayanam, very beautiful lotus eye. Like us, we have got eye, and he has got eye. But later on, it has been stated in the prayer, the difference is that in the transcendental, if we use the word body, or body is not appropriate, transcendental form, all the sense organs, all the body, all the parts of the body have got the all qualities of sense organs. By hand you can see, by hand you can have smell, by hand you can hear. Difference is there. By feet, everything, all the sense organs have got the total all sense organs organ power. It has been mentioned there. Yet, now we meditate. Without meditation, after when you worship Guru, you have to meditate the form of Guru. Position of Guru. Where is Guru? You have to meditate Panchadatta. And where Krishna, Guru is sitting, you have to meditate that. Otherwise you cannot perform Guru Puja. This meditation mantra, is it fictitious? By fictitious ideas you cannot worship. They are not fictitious. It will be revealed in your heart. If you are sincere, and if there is simple-heartedness, no disciplinedness is there, then he is equal to all. If there is true devotion, then all the beauty of this narration will be revealed to your heart. Extremely beautiful. Extremely. Extremes is also not sufficient. There is no word by which you can say it. So much attractive that you can forget everything by seeing that. If you get the grace, then if Krishna appears here, if there are no eyes to see, then you cannot see. You see, you have heard about Parikshit Maharaj. What he did? Parikshit Maharaj was cursed. After 7 days, by snake bite, he will die. He then went to, after giving all the responsibility to Janmeja, he went to Sukartal in India, by the side of the Ganges. And all Munirishis came there, saints, great saints, and all the kings, they came. And he submitted his prayer. After 7 days, I have been cursed and I have been killed by snake bite. I am taking shelter to you. Give me advice what I am doing. They are advising there from yogis, from jnanis, from brahmis, from all these different saints are there, of different views. They are speaking different views. He was puzzled. You should do this, you should do that, you should do that, like that. Puzzled. Whose advice I am to take? I am to give? Follow. And whose advice I am not to follow? If I do not follow, then those saints will be, they will be dissatisfied. My time is short. So he remembers Krishna. He remembered Krishna. I am born in Pandav family. Pandavas are dear to you. O Krishna, you rescued me when I was in mother's womb. O Krishna, please show me the path. Then Krishna sent his own person. Sukadev Goswami, you know, you also go through this, but we have to deeply think about this. His own person, who had Brahmananda, but who had given up Brahmananda and started worshipping Krishna. Brahmananda is nothing to Krishna Premananda. And he, being in order or as per order of Krishna, he put his holy footprints there in Sukartal. And all the munis came. But on the way, many people could not understand him. He was going only 16 years age. And naked. All the villagers they saw he is a mad person, crazy person. They're throwing stone, throwing dust, etc. They couldn't understand. A learned man can understand the dignity of a learned person. An illiterate person cannot give the dignity to a learned person. He has got no capacity to give.
సాధు కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ సాధు, నాన్ సాధు కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ సే ఎనీథింగ్ బికాజ్ హీ వాజ్ పరమహంసో. Did not object to this. When he said his holy footprints there, all the Muni rishis, including Parashuram, Agastya Muni, who drank the ocean, they all stood up. And they saw thousands of sun have appeared. But in the village they did not see. And Parikshit Maharaj was satisfied by seeing. Whatever he will instruct me, I shall act accordingly. Then he said, you are not to do anything. Yajna, karma, bhakti, accepting bhakti. Yajna, karma, gyan, yog, all these, by these you will not be able to deliver yourself from this imminent danger. I, Shukadev Goswami, I had Brahmananda when I was in mother's womb. But I have got Krishna Premananda from our Gurudev Vedavyas. Then I have got no attraction for Brahmananda. You should hear Krishna. Glories of Krishna for a week incessantly and nothing to do here, and no saint had the power to say against him. There are so many saints, did not say anything. And Parikshit Maharaj are hearing, we have to compare with this. What sort of speaking of Sudev Goswami? What sort of hearing of Parikshit Maharaj? Second session, first session there in Badrinayan, third session in Naimisharanya. Everywhere pin drop silence. No hubbub of the city. And Parikshit Maharaj hearing, without taking food, without taking water, without taking rest. Can we imagine? Can we do this? If we demand to get that without doing this, how we can get it? You should require a bona fide Sadguru. Actually, he has dedicated himself for the service of Krishna. Whereas Krishna's glories, transcendental glories, are descending, but not going through scriptures only. Descending. Powerful words, transcendental words of the Brahma. And he was speaking, he did not take rest. He did not eat along with Parikshit Maharaj. But he asked Parikshit Maharaj, you should take rest. Parikshit Maharaj, you should take some water, take some bread, you should take some food, otherwise you will not be able to hear. Then he said, I have got only 7 days time. You don't bother, don't think about me. I am all right. You are giving me nectar of Harikatha, ambrosia, transcendental ambrosia of Harikatha. I am satisfied. I do not like, want to sleep. After 7 days I shall die. I do not want to take water or take food. Kindly please grace me. And Parikshit Maharaj are speaking 7 days. And all the Rishi Munis are there. Were there. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Shukadev Goswami was speaking. And after 7 days,
All the knowledge that been imparted to, was imparted to Parikshit Maharaj. Through the sound, a powerful person, God enters all the glories of the transcendental glories, name, form, attribute, etc. He was speaking and Parikshit Maharaj attentively hearing. Total attention. By hearing 7 days, all the knowledge entered into it. As for example, there is one vessel, and in that vessel some water, liquid water is there. If you are to take out that water from that vessel, then there is one person here, you have to give some heavy things within it. Some bricks or stones, etc. If you fill up the vessel with all the bricks, there will be not a drop of water. Our attachment to the world, this body is not eternal. The sense organs are not eternal. Whatever we have taken through cycles of births and deaths, the non-eternal ideas are within us. When heavy things will enter, then these light ideas will be purged out. Where is the person to say? Where is the person to hear? We have got this example in the Bhagavad. If you not get an ideal person who has dedicated his life totally for the service of Krishna, such person can speak where the knowledge or the qualities of Supreme Lord, transcendental qualities, have descended. For that we pray for the grace, the perceptual channel, pray for the grace of the devotees. By our own power we can speak. It is something different. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing. After 7 days, he got the objective, ultimate goal. In Naimisharanya also, Shaunak, etc., 60,000 rishis, they heard for 7 days. These are the examples in these scriptures. For that we should not be disappointed. Something is better than nothing. But you should engage your effort so that you can hear more and speak more. If you speak about worldly things will enter into you. You have to make short. You should not speak unnecessarily worldly things. Gambhagata na bilbe, gambhagata na bilbe. All these rustic words you should not speak. Then your mind will go there. Try to avoid that. You engage your sense organs for the service of Krishna. Wherever you engage your sense organs, that will remind you. Now you are hearing. After that you may clean the utensils and can sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. While cooking, what for you are cooking? Cooking is also a great devotion. But here we keep cook. Our Guru Maharaj did not want to keep cook. You have come to worship. Radha Radish herself cooked food for Krishna. And you are not desirous of doing this. You have got no love relation. That is the difficulty. If you engage your sense organs there, then you will be there. Wherever you engage your sense organs, subtle and gross, you will go there.
If you engage it for the non-eternal things, you will be attracted to non-eternal things. And all difficulties will automatically come. It is true for all. So, we have imbibed thoughts in our mind through cycles of births. And those ideas are within us. If you say, go away from my mind, go away from, by saying they will not go. If you keep one tenant in your house, and you will say after that sometime, you go away. If he takes some position in your house, he will not go. No, he shall not go. You have accepted somebody. You have all the ideas of the world, accepted with the adoration, and you have kept it in your mind. But now go. You will not go. But if you imbibe the higher thoughts, transcendental thoughts of Krishna, from a Shuddha Bhakta, that will enter into it, and all these rubbish ideas will be removed. Degree of devotional practice is necessary. How much degree you are doing, according to that you will get the fruit. Fruit is the hand of Krishna. He is not interfering into the independence of the living beings. Because if he interferes, then that consciousness will be destroyed. He is advising by reciting in the heart, do this, you don't do this. He is advising by descending in this world, by sending his own person, by as scriptures. You should avoid all these things, you should do this. You have to act accordingly, as per his advice. That is called bhakti. In that way, if you go on practicing, as much you will do, as much you will get. So much you will get. There is no doubt in it. He is equal to all. There is no fear for this. We may not be able to adjust ourselves because we are not omniscient. I may pose to be omniscient, I do not know. What others have did in their past, I do not know. Supreme Lord knows everything. Karmanyo dhikasya ma phaleshu kadachana, in Gita I said. You have got, I have relative independence, do karma, do action, bad and good action. But the fruit is in my hand. In that way I am controlling. You will not get the fruit by your desire. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. So it is said, Mahingsa Sarvani Bhutani in the Vedas. Buddha Deva said it in the Vedas. Don't inflict injury to any sentient being in this world. You do it, it will have reaction. But if your mind, everything is dedicated for the service of Krishna, then if you serve, now you are taking food, all these vegetables, etc. Life is there also. But as per direction of the scriptures, as per direction of Supreme Lord, and if you take prasad, those vegetables, those lives, they are benefited. And they are benefited. And you, by taking prasad, your all sins will be destroyed. By only Harinam you cannot get it. Harinam, you do Harinam, Harinam is medicine. And Harikatha is medicine. But simultaneously you have to take prasad. If the diet is wrong, by taking medicine you cannot get recovery from the disease. Nowadays, there is naturopathy without medicine. You have to take prasad. that which cannot be offered to the Supreme Lord. You cannot take. After giving offering, you have to take prasad. He is inside you. One Brahman in this world, a point, nothing in this phenomena. A world is nothing. In that world, one Brahman Pratishthanpur. He was the devotee of Narayan, but very poor. He used to give bhog, offer to the Lord by mentally bringing all these things, mentally. One day he wanted to give kheer bhog, you know, preparation of rice and sugar and milk and other spices, etc. Very good. You have taken it in India, also in Mayapur. You have been very good. And he wanted to give it, but he has got no money. By mentally he bought everything from a very good cow, good milk, cow milk. And all this, everything, rice is very fine, everything. And mentally, he prepared. After preparing on the oven, he thought, I am to give by 10 a.m. Krishna will go to the forest. I am so much late. Immediately after that milk, he kept down from the oven and in a gold pot. He did not see it in gold, but mentally, the golden pot, offered it to Narayan. And he thought, oh, hot things should not be given. Then it will be hot things, so much hot. I committed a great offense. To feel the heat, he entered his finger under the pot. By then, his finger burnt. Why committed offense? Narayan in the Vaikuntha smiled. Looking, why he has smiled? What is it? So many planets, infinite planets, infinite Brahmandas. In some place, very insignificant person is worshipping Narayan. Narayan knows everything. There is one devotee there, he is doing. Otherwise he cannot be omniscient. Pray over everywhere. Everything he knows. He was a great devotee. He wanted to give me, serve me. But he had got no money. No article. So mentally he used to bring. Today he offered kheer. Sweet. Made of milk. But when he offered, he thought, I offered hot. And his finger is pressed into that kheer and this finger is burnt. There is no actual kheer. Only mentally, actually, burnt. So I laughed. You want to see? Then you order Guru, go there and bring that person to me. And that Guru went there, bring. To Vaikuntha. He is omniscient, he knows everything, omnipresent. It is not, you should have belief. If you have the belief in God, then you will get the grace. If you have no belief, then why you will get it? For that reason, here, necessary is bona fide sadhu is necessary. If there is want of bona fide sadhu, then you have to go through the writings of bona fide sadhu. At least.
writings that will have been forced, because the writings at the back of that Krishna is there. A Shuddha Bhakta. Then you will get some sort of impetus. You should not stop hearing and chanting. You should not stop. Now, is there any?
Now, devotees, we have some questions from devotees. And first question is from Trilokanath Prabhu in Brighton. He says, what should the persons who are trying to progress in spiritual life do when they are not engaging in material pleasures but also not continually tasting spiritual bliss? They see that material sense gratification is repulsive and often feel enlivened about bhakti, but this is not continuous, and there are times when they feel very sad about being neither in the spiritual world nor in the material world. They cannot see Krishna as they have not fully surrendered and are holding back for some reason, such as lack of full faith or having a mind that wants to understand everything.
Thing is this, it is, you have already heard, when you become averse to Sri Krishna, then we have come to this world. Krishna Bhuli Shaiji Vanadi Bhairmu. When we became averse, we do not know there is no death. We came from marginal potency, that is beyond this material energy. In this material world, you will find the time factor, past, future and present. But in that, there is no past and future. And we are emanated from the marginal potency, beyond the external potency. On which date we became averse, we do not know. Krishna Bhavimukhe Bhagavan Chakare. Krishna Bhuli Shaiji Anadi Bhairmu. Atem Maya Tarasam. Therefore, Maya is giving his all this trouble. Cycles of births and deaths are going on. Because of this, he has become averse. Now, after getting this human birth, passing through 80 lakhs of births, the God kindly gives this distributing power, then you can accept the eternal truth, eternal welfare, and you can give up non-eternal things. You can accept eternal truth, God. You can worship God. This human birth is congenial. This birth is congenial for worship of God. Other births are not congenial. You have got this birth and God has given you the disappointing power. You may misuse it and you may make good use of it. If you would accept that this human birth, by after creating the human birth, Krishna is satisfied. Because this human birth, these human beings, they can worship. For that reason, if you not worship, if you do like beasts and birds, only aha nidra bhai maithun, eating, sleeping, depending and mating, then what for we have got this human birth? It is of no value. God has given this opportunity. Any moment we may leave this body. Again we shall get this human birth, nobody can say. No guarantee is there. Every day we are finding in the paper, all people are dying in so many ways nowadays. Accidents and all these things. There are terrorists, etc. And by going and doing some heinous crime, they are hanged, all these things. You are finding all these things. Everywhere, in this prison house you will find this. This prison house, this is the house for happiness. We are going back to home, back to Godhead. If you want to get bliss, then we have to go to that realm, transcendental realm, Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna is the only owner and only enjoyer, and all are enjoyed. There is no enjoyer than Krishna. Krishna is the only Purush, and all are to be enjoyed by Him. Here we become all Krishna, and we want to enjoy each other. And there is some sort of harassment. When anybody gives some impetus for your fulfillment of desire, then you are happy. If you give some obstruction, you become furious. In this way. Here. But there become no other desire, only desire for Krishna satisfaction. If that be desire there, anybody in this world, Prahlad Maharaj was doing like this, and Dhruva Maharaj, they made adjustment everywhere. Because all fruit is controlled by Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is immanent and transcendent. He knows everything. I may not know, but you may not know. But He knows everything. What happened? Why this has happened? In the past, what those persons did, He knows. So this is the fruit of that action. He is controlling the fruit, but He is not interfering into the relative independence. Otherwise, that conscious principle will be destroyed. But that will not be beneficial for the conscious being and for Him. Actually, in Brahma's prayer you will find that Atma has got no birth, no death. Actually, the person is Atma. We only see because of being deluded by the universal energy. When Gajendra submitted prayer to Narayan, he said, during the time of daytime of Brahma, so many living beings are created. So many things are there. But in the night, there is dissolution. Everything is destroyed. Everything. Not like this, 1,000, 2,000, 1 lakh, 3 lakh, or 1 million. Millions and millions, everything is destroyed. But Krishna indifferently saw it. Why? Actually, those persons have got no birth, no death. They are seeing this. Because they are averse to me. And they are being enveloped by the universal energy. They are saying this, what can I do? Gajendra took shelter, I rescued him. If they took shelter to me, I shall lift this maya. And then they will do nothing. Kasmadidam jagadashisham asatsvarupam. Sapnabhavastadusharam. Purdukkudukkam. Tadjaritkasubhudharamanante mayate uddhativasadivahati. In Brahma's prayer it is this. All the whole cosmos is the eternal cosmos. Everything is non-eternal, perishable. Here in this world. It is like dream. When you dream, you think there is, I am saying, oh, it is all real, everything. But when you wake up from dream, everything is false. As long as you see the dream, as long as you have dream, then you see then it is real. When we awake from the dream, nothing. We are only dreaming. Sapnam asta dushanam. And we think, if we give our whole energy here in this world, to getting some mundane benefit, then we are very much intelligent. But by doing so, we are destroying our wisdom, everything, intellect. Asta dushanam. Our wisdom, intellect is destroyed. Completely ruined. But they are doing it for happiness. They are getting immense suffering. Immense suffering. All the persons, they are running for getting happiness. Yet they are getting happiness. But what is the reason?
Because they are averse to Sri Krishna. Hey, O Lord Krishna, this Maya is the shadow of you. You are Satchidananda, all existence, all knowledge, all being Satchidananda. Your Maya seems to be like you. Seems to be like you. A shadow of a tree seems to be a tree. But there is no nothing. Nothing is there. And we are running out of phantasmagoria to mirage. If you go in the desert, some 2-3 miles or 100 miles, then we shall get water. There is no water there. It is an optical illusion. Ultimately, we shall have to die. Right about turn towards Krishna. He is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Take his shelter. He is all merciful. From the core of the heart, say that I am taking your shelter. Please forgive me for my all offenses. Please protect me. Say this. Only by words from the heart he will be satisfied. A Prahlad said to the demon boys, small boys, how we can worship? Oh, the huge matter. God, get us through. We are small boys. But it is not difficult to satisfy Bhagavan, Supreme Lord. Not difficult. Na jatyuta punaya da bhava shamsulayatna. Atmatta sarvadan siddhatam sarvato. There is no difficulty to satisfy Krishna. Krishna is dear to all the jivas. Is dear to all the jivas. Mother is dear to child. It is not difficult for the child to satisfy mother. In the world we see. After a negligible thing, besmeared with earth and dirt, if the child gives to the mother, mother take. Mother to satisfy the child? Takes. Like that. If you say, O Supreme Lord, I have got no capacity to make it. Please be gracious to me, please be kind to me, have compassion to me, please forgive me. If you say this, then he will be happy. But we have got no belief, we do not go to their God and say from the core of the heart. Why he will give? He is inside there.
Now, we have several more questions from Arjuna Prabhuji from Holland. His first questioning is regarding Japa of Harinam. He says, many devotees like myself have difficulty in chanting Japa with concentrated mind. The mind keeps wandering away. This is one kind of namaparad, and it feels like one can chant for millions of lives without any result. What is the best method for chanting japa? Should one concentrate on the sound or have an image of Guru or Krishna in one's mind? Should one contemplate on the meaning of the mantra syllables? What is the best method for chanting the japa?
You see, in our minds, we pass through cycles of birth and death, through aquatic animals, through trees, through birds, and through worms, and through many beasts. Now we have got this human birth. But that ideas are there, that sort of motive, that sort of enjoying spirit is there in our mind. Waves of enjoying spirit. And sometimes when you get this human birth and when you get the company of sadhus, you do some service. And that gives you some eternal benefit. But that is not strong. That waves of good thoughts is there, waves of bad thoughts is there. When bad thoughts will come, you have to try to suppress it. You do not suppress it. If you give impetus to it, then it will come again with great force.
a sadhak, when there be any evil thoughts, when will come, then they will suppress it, try to suppress it. When the good thoughts will come, then at that time, at that opportunity, they should perform worship as much as they can. Because ultimately, again, the mind will be changed. Because all these waves of bad and good thoughts are within the heart. When the bad thoughts will be suppressed, and they will become weak, and good thoughts will be strong, then we will get the real estate. This fight is going on. In this way. Both thoughts are there. But you are not to be disappointed. When any bad thoughts come, then you have to try to suppress it. And in spite of that, you may fail. But that will be, that bad impressions will come again with momentum, less momentum, less velocity. But if you give impetus, it will be stronger. So a real aspirant, a real votary, should think about this. They would not give impetus to the evil thoughts. And they would give impetus to good thoughts. At that time, they will take the opportunity. Now I have got this opportunity of, I do not want to all these non-eternal things of this world. I do not want to renounce everything. Then do bhajan as much as you can. Then it will go away after some time. But when it will come with double force, it will come. In this way you will get. Ambarish Maharaj could not conquer all the desires at a time. A great saint, a great Vaishnava. The person his caste could not do anything. But he had to conquer all these thoughts gradually. Not all of a sudden. Sarvan karam taman shanir jau. Now I shall have to write all these things for my own benefit. I shall have to write it and send it. You know, word by word I shall have to send. Because it is for me. They have written me for my own rectification. So I am to write it. And in this meeting, if I go on speaking, then they will be, oh, Maharaj is doing something against the doctor's advice. What can be done?
His next question is...
No, it is not I have not given the full answer. Full answer, I shall give by writing. Point by point. Isn't that it? That is where it will be better.
His next question is, we have heard that although everything happens by will of Krishna, how one has to explain when something apparently bad like a murder is happening? Then everybody will say, oh, this is very bad. But is it also will of Krishna? How to harmonize? Also, if Krishna is behind everything, why do we preach against Mayavad?
Krishna is behind in everything means Krishna is controlling the fruits, not the tendency. He is not interfering in that bad person, tendency. Mayavad was preached by Shankaracharya by the order of Krishna to increase creation. You are not to give the knowledge to this world that all divine beings are connected with Supreme Lord. Then they will have no desire for creation. Let them say that we are Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan. Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitha. Then we shall become Bhagavan and we shall create for creation. But when Shankaracharya came to Navadvip, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, here you should not do this. You are allowed to do this everywhere. but not in Navadvipam. When Navadvipam person will come, then you should not disturb them. We have to, if you want to be relieved from this, you have to go to Navadvipam. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, yes, I gave order to you to increase the creation that all the living beings are human, are God, like that. But you should not do this here. So Shankaracharya left, came to Navadvipam. Other Vaishnavacharya, they remained there, they perform worship.
When we see something bad happening like a murder, how it is?
Already I have said, we are not omniscient. What the person did before, we do not know. Now we are saying this in this way. What the person did before, we do not know. And the reaction has come. And the person who were living and person who were dead is not correct, living is not correct. Atma is always living. This body, when you misidentify yourself, when you mistake a snake, a rope to be a snake, as long as you will see the snake, then so long you will have fear. Don't believe it is only rope. Vibhata is, you have to apply this in the body, not to the Brahmavad. Jagat mitha. Jagat is not mitha. It is not false. But it is non-eternal. External potency. How we can say it is false? They say, Jagat is, Brahma is. I should write it point by point.
We have the next question.
No, it is not complete.
Next question. We have the next question.
There are some indicating you are speaking much.
How can we know if we unknowingly committed some Vaishnava aparad?
Because when there is Swarup Brahm, the main defect is Swarup Brahm. As long as misconception of self is there will be desire for non-eternal things, there will be weakness of heart, and there will be possibility of committing offense to Vaishnava. Main defect is misconception of self. That you have to correct it. It will take time.
How we will know that we have committed Vaishnava Pradham?
Committed Vaishnava, if you do not, we are always committing. Vaishnava, they think, we are calling always committing. Ambarish did not see the defect of Durvasa. No, you have done well, you did well for my benefit. You have not done. No, this Sudarshan Chakra. This is giving trouble to me. Then he prayed to Sudarshan. No, there is no, he did not do any harm to me. Please, don't make him disturb. Please rescue him. I am giving my all virtues, everything. Like this. He is seeing his own defect. Sadhu is seeing his own defects, always. He is not seeing the defects of others. So, when we see our defects, we can correct. And you see the others' defect, then we cannot correct ourselves. All the enslaved jivas, conditioned souls have defects, good and bad qualities, mixed. So, you have to take the good qualities. You are not to give importance to bad qualities. You see your own bad qualities and correct it. And you see the good qualities of others. Become Paramhamsa. Paramhamsa, Hamsa can take out
mixed up milk and water, can take out milk from the water, the substance. And Vaishnava, they are Paramhamsa. They are taking the qualities of others. There cannot be any person, only bad qualities, only good qualities. Only realized souls may be. They have got good qualities, we cannot understand. But the conditioned souls have got good, bad. When goodness is much, then he is a good person. Badness is much, then he is a bad person. All are mixed. We have to take the good qualities of others and see your own bad qualities. Then there will be rectification. No disturbance in there.
We have one last question from Vasudha Devidasi from Slovenia. That Guru Maharaj, last time he spoke that this Purushottam Vrat, it is ending but it should carry on. We would like to be enlightened regarding this.
Carry on means Purushottam Vrat means to serve of Krishna. We are the worshipper of Krishna. You should stop serving Krishna. In this month, and intercalary month, additional month, it is inauspicious, the karma, the smartha, they say, you should not do holy deeds, then we shall think unholy things. No, we shall think much. We shall think always about Krishna. Always, including Purushottam Vrata, we shall get impetus. In Viradnarga Puran, Krishna has said, this Purushottam Vrata is one with me. One who observes this, I become satisfied to him. He can remove even offenses to Vaishnavas by observing this Purushottam Vrata. Not only sins.